Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres are in Utah tonight, back home next week. We want you to find the matchups that work best for you and build out your five-game pack today. You can enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, and flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. The Amherst are home tonight to Belleville. Head coach Michael Leone is with us here on Sabres Live. Michael, it's great to see you. How would you describe the start of the season for your group so far?
You know what, to be honest with you, I've really liked the way we've played. Just given obviously what's going on in Buffalo, how many injuries we got, with the Dons, the Oslins, the Rosies, Carson Meyer was out, Metsa was out at one point, but I've really liked the way we've played. Like I can't think of, other than the game at Syracuse, where the guys haven't competed or had a chance to win. And you know, we're a really young group. We were young before, even with the guys coming back. But I mean, you know, the last couple of weeks, we've played 8 to 10 guys in the lineup that have played less than 2 years in the AHL or have any type of experience. So we're playing really good. Like we're probably doing it in a different way. I believe we're off to a good start because we've been checking really well and we've been defending really well. What we're giving up to what, what we're gaining to what we're giving up. I think the guys have really, they're conscious of our play away from the puck, and we've done a good job of that without getting away from, you know, our shots and our shots against. I'm really big on that, and I think we're second in the league in shots for, and we're six and against. So the areas, regardless of who's in the lineup, we played the same way. Now the scoring has been, we're actually scoring probably more than I thought, to be honest with you. That's I think we're doing it in a different way. The power play has been really good, but there's different guys stepping up at this time of the year where we, you know, we haven't been close to a full lineup, but the guys have done an outstanding job. It's a great group to coach, and they work extremely hard.
Now, I mean, at this rate, and we don't want to see more injuries, but there could also be other guys that may get a call up and may get an opportunity. And Sabres fans here in Buffalo will always kind of want to know about their top prospects. So Constellaneous, obviously with Roseanne not, you know, being there, or Austin not being there, he's got a big role. So how is Consta adjusting to that role, and how is he performing?
Yeah, I'm probably playing him too much right now, just more than I, you know, we last weekend we only had 11, and that's what, you know, guys getting called up. And then, you know, we have injuries as well. The guys that we called up actually got injured. So, you know, Consta's taken a big step, I think, from year one to year two. He's more confident. He's playing the game faster. I think when Consta's assertive and is attacking the game, not waiting for it to happen, I think he's a lot better player. Now there's still, he probably gets 4 to 5 grade A scoring chances a game. Like I don't know if he has 4 or 5 goals, but he easily could have closer to about 7 or 8. Now it's, as every young player, it's, you know, valuing when you don't have the puck, I think would ultimately, like you look at every top center in the NHL, they're elite 200-foot players and they're in every situation. And I think it's getting Consta to understand that, like, when you don't have the puck, like, playing the right game with good habits, playing winning hockey, and I think he's done a good job of that. But overall, he's off to a really good start to the season. He's taken huge steps. For me, now there's still areas for him to grow, but he's off to a really good start.
If you've had the chance, I know you have had a X amount of time to see them. I don't know if you've seen them the whole time. How would you say Rosén and Austlin have shown this time around with the Sabres?
Yeah, no, you know what? I think, you know, you're just our staff. I think they're, especially with Rosie, this is, since I've been here, it's the most comfortable he's looked in the NHL, in my opinion. And especially with the injuries that those guys have, you want him to produce, but you want him to, I would almost call it, survive and play and help the team have a chance to win. And I think both guys have done that. I think if you look at their 5-on-5 scoring, I think both those guys have they both have 2 points the last three games, 5-on-5. I think it's really good. The play that Austlin made to OP, the goal that he scored to tie the game in Utah, I think those guys are helping the team going through a difficult situation now with injuries, and they're doing a really good job.
Okay, so you got a lot of guys called up. You got your own injuries. But you have two guys that are leading the team in goals that I don't know that you would have had that on your bingo card to start a season. Jake LeSession, which, by the way, I always think of his dad, Curtis LeSession, because I played against him, and I watched Curtis, like Jake's dad, play in Quebec City when I was a younger teenager. And Trevor Quintar, who's got 5 goals now, and obviously is dad less, I know well, here in Buffalo. So I feel like I know the dads more than the kids. So, but they're performing well, right? Like Jake has 6 goals and Trevor has 5. So what are you getting from those two guys? Oh, I think we got a freeze on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael.
I think we
lost Michael at this point. See, my question was too long, Duffer. You get past the 5 seconds and he's like, I'm out. Sorry, you're talking too much. That's the way it is. We'll get the graphics readjusted on MSG, and we'll get Michael back whenever we can. He's back. Wait, let's see if he's...
You think he's back?
I think it says he's back. They just got to let him in and make it happen.
This is live. I love it.
Must be the rain and the snow and the wintry mix that's going on in Rochester that's affecting all of this right now.
Well, I can tell you this. The stats don't lie. I think what LeSession, Kuntar, and second-year Amerk in Jagr Joshua have provided for this team has really changed how you look at them in the short term without it being all about first-round picks.
Yep.
Because that's kind of been our focus for obvious reasons, right? Okay, well, how does the group do it now when they don't have some of these players? And I think it obviously that weekend win, the Friday win at home against Wilkes-Barre, I thought it was remarkable, the contributions, including first-time AHLer, Matteo Costantini.
Yeah, getting the first goal.
Gets called up, plays in the AHL for the first time, first Amerks game, and gets the goal. So Michael, if you're back with us here, just
sorry, it must have been that rain. I had to get on my hockey.
I said the same thing. I said, he's gone again. I mean, we got him and we lost him again. That's okay. It must be raining really hard in Rochester right now, Michael.
I'm on my hotspot now. I had to get on, but I had to think on my feet. Coach.
You know what? That's what we deal with. And we dealt with that a lot in during the pandemic, like some freeze and some faces looking crooked or whatever when it freezes on the Zoom. That happened a lot. But hey, okay, I was asking about Jake Lecicin and Trevor Kuntar. 6 and 5 goals. They've been unbelievable. What can we know about those two guys?
Yeah, Marty, those guys have been incredible. Like, I was really excited in the offseason. Lish is, you know, he played in Vegas, played in the NHL. He's just a winning hockey player. He does all the thankless jobs on the ice. He's really good on faceoffs, plays the game the right way. He's always above the puck. And then Kuntar is, I don't want to say he's like Darcy Tucker, but he plays that way. Like, he's just a relentless player. He gets to the net. He's really hard to play against. He's been a huge piece to our team, honestly. Like, these guys are probably playing more minutes than they've ever played before. And they've been huge pieces for our group. Just like, I mean, I don't think I don't know what Kuntar's puck battle rate is, but like, if you put the puck in the corner, like, he's going to come out of it. And he gets to the net, he goes to the hard areas. He's miserable to play against. So those guys have been incredible for us and then done an outstanding job. Like, we talk a lot about it as a group. Like, when you start the game, no one looks at our roster and how old we are, how many guys you're missing, and we just got to go and play. And that's been our mentality, and the guys have bought into it. Whoever is in the lineup, we're not changing the way we play. And the guys have been fantastic.
Can you give us one other name that you think is worthy of a little bit of praise here before we let you go and get ready for tonight?
Yeah, I would say Jagger Joshua, to be honest with you. Like, he's another one. He's, you know, last year he, you know, had a tough offseason and had a big-time surgery, came back, great shape, and has done a huge, just a different element to our game. He stepped in on the penalty kill. He's been awesome.
I guess I'm going to ask in final just 20 seconds. Everybody always asks about Devin Levi, and you got 3 goalies still and all. So how's Devo doing?
Yeah, Dev's doing a really good job. Like, you know, we're in the situation with the 3 guys that are capable. I think, you know, Dev, probably the last 2 games, he probably would say he's not at his best. But it's all part of the development. I think that the thing Dev needs to work on, he's continuing to work on. But overall, he's off to a really good start to the season. I think he's 6-1. He's playing a lot of games, and that's what you want. And he's done a great job for us.
Michael, thank you for the time tonight. Good luck tonight against Belleville.
Thank you, guys.
Head coach of the Amerks, Michael Leone. We are getting set not only for tonight, Sabres and Mammoth, but a Sabres road crew party in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Join us. This is going to be an afternoon watch party. It'll be 12:30 local start time in Nashville, and you can join fellow Sabres fans, alum, broadcasters. Monday, January 19th, we're going to open the doors at Tin Roof at 11:30 in the morning and catch the team taking on Carolina for the watch party. And then the next day, Sabres and Predators in Nashville. So come out and support the watch party, the Sabres Foundation. Get your ticket at sabres.com/roadcrew. Sabres and Mammoth and a lot more coming up on Sabres Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.